Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Tola Talks with Rich Tola, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Rich Tola, and thanks for tuning in to my East Coast Talk for a 21st Century World. Got another fun day planned today. It's Acoustic Friday, and I have Joanna in the studio again today. Hey, Joe.
Hey.
I like her energy. So, yeah, we're going to have some fun there. We're going to be playing maybe one or two tracks from the EP for my film. You know, I did a little soundtrack for Boulevard Zen. You guys are familiar with that. Boulevard Zen, the movie. So, yeah, we can give a shout-out to my buddy Eric Masick. He did the theme song called Life's Boulevard. We'll probably be playing that again. You haven't heard that yet, right,
No,
Josh?
I haven't. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's a really good sing-along song. And then I play harmonica. Yeah, I figured we'd put this
in.
Yeah, I play harmonica. It's called Bobby's Song. Well, the lead character is Bobby D'Angelo, who I play. And, yeah, it's a pretty cool song. Eric is the guitar behind me. So I thought we would do that today. That way we get a chance to meet you, Joe.
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to put you on the hot seat today. Yeah, by the way, anybody looking to be in background, if you do any background work, Eric Masick, you can check his website out, ericmasick.com. It's E-R-I-C-K-M-A-C-E-K. He's doing a video, music video, for one of his new songs. So if you want to be in the music video, I think it's on October 11th. So check it out. You could apply for that and tell Eric I sent you. They told us sent you.
Nice.
That's going to be fun. Cool. And then I want to thank yesterday's guest, the beautiful and talented actress, writer, director, Alex Lombard was here. Wow, she was pretty cool. We talked about a lot of things and her film. And Alex, if you're listening, I watched Sophie. Now, she won some awards. She won 4 awards for this short film. Yeah, psycho thriller. Let me tell you, I watched it this morning.
How was it?
Well, it's very good, but she did say yesterday, she said it kind of punches you below the gut, or, you know, below the belt. It does at the end. You got to watch it. Yeah, it's about 13 or 14 minutes. And I don't know. You know, it kind of leaves you feeling a little eerie, I will say.
Really? Yeah. How come? I guess I'll have to watch it.
You got to watch it. I can't give it away because it all comes together in the last couple of minutes. You really don't know where it's going, I will say. Yeah, I was hoping it wasn't going to go where it goes. But anyway, but that's called Sophie. Hey, Alex, if you're listening, it was a great show yesterday. And speaking of psycho thrillers, you know, Monday's Movie Monday, right, Joe? So I'm going to be reviewing Denzel Washington's new film. Everybody loves Denzel, The Equalizer.
Him. Oh, gosh. Oh, can't wait to see it.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. So Monday is going to be, you know what? They did $1.3 million last night.
Really?
On this
already?
First night. That's a pretty good number for right out of the gate. So be sure to tune in Monday as we review The Equalizer and give a little critique there. You know, we do 1, 2, or 3 thumbs on that. And lastly, got to talk about this, Joe. Got to talk about baseball because... Yankee, the great Yankee shortstop, Derek Jeter, played his last game last night at Yankee Stadium. And I talked about this for a few days. I got to talk about it one more time. And I want to give a shout out to my father, this was kind of cool, like last night. So check it out. A friend of mine calls me and needs me to sub a yoga class for him. Now, I worked until about 7. This is L.A. time, folks. And the Yankee game started at 7:05 New York time. So, you know, do the math. It's like 10 o'clock and... Yeah, I'm rushing to go to this class, and fortunately, I was able to walk. It's about a mile, so it's a 15-minute walk, so I'm thinking from where I live, and I'm like, all right, well, and then I checked my messages as I went out the door. I got a message from my father saying, hey, I don't know if you're watching the game, but Derek Jeter hit a double first time up, made some great plays in the field, because he knows I'm kind of busy, and maybe get a chance to watch it. So I call him back. No bullshit. I'm 3 minutes into my walk. I'm talking, this was exactly, I'm telling you, exactly 7:15, I call my dad. Okay? He answers the phone. He's like, you're not going to believe it. There's a man on first. At the time, it's the bottom of the ninth inning. Scores tied. There was man on first for Baltimore, right? And there was a guy up at the plate. Now, Jeter's up next. So he's like, immediately, he's like, they got a bunt. And the first thing that came to my mind is I said, wait a minute. You mean the guy on first? Is the winning run, okay? Bottom of the ninth, Derek Jeter's you know, last game at Yankee Stadium, his 1,391st game to be played there, right? And I'm like, eh. I said it to him, like, hey, Dad, he's hitting a line drive to right. It's going to knock in the winning run. And, yeah, you know, everybody's like thinking, yeah, of course Jeter could do that. But, hey, all that pressure, the stands were going crazy. So I'm walking, and he's giving me the play-by-play, like how the guy bunted.
That's awesome.
The runner moves over. Jeter gets up. No bullshit. Line drive. I mean, everybody knows this story. Line drive, the guy comes in, dives into home plate, wins the game. I mean, talk about storybook endings, right? I mean, this guy, as we know, we gave you all the stats yesterday, day before. I mean, by the way, tickets for this game were going for minimum $250 for the bleacher seats.
Wow.
Up to $10,000. $10,000 for a ticket to see Jeter in his last game, right? And wow. This is what I liked. My father was really pricey, but hey, you know, if you're a big fan, $10,000 you could afford it in New York. Yeah, that's like chump change for some people.
Right.
Well, yeah, here's what was kind of cool. As I'm walking, now I'm kind of getting to the studio here, and I need to go in. I'm running a little late for a 7:30 class, and he's telling me, he goes, now, you know, he's giving me the play by play, and he's talking about the guys that are on the field, which was really cool. I mean, he had Andy Pettit, Mariano Rivera, Jorge Posada, Bernie Williams, Joe Torre, of course. I mean, Jay-Z was there. Jimmy Fallon was there. You know, all sorts of things going on. Then Jeter goes out to shortstop, squats down, and he's facing the outfield. And he said, and I watched his interview after, he said, I want to take something special from Yankee Stadium. The view from shortstop is what I want to take. I mean, I don't know. This whole thing. And then his nephew, he's got this little nephew, Jalen. He, like, tipped his hat. I don't know. This whole everything, even the Prime Minister of Japan said, I would like to pay my most profound respect to Mr. Jeter. So, hey, hats off to Jeter. Amazing career. And the good news is he said, I watched the interview. It was an interesting, heartfelt interview. He said he's not going to be playing short up in Boston. They play three games up in Boston. I think way to go, Jeets, on that one. I think you finish it up at home, play your last game at short. He said he might DH, but congrats on an amazing career, 20-year career.
Congratulations.
Man, that was awesome. So there we go. I don't think I need to talk more about Derek Jeter, but I'll tell you.
And you can talk about him as much as you want. I love him.
Yeah,
he's hot.
Oh, he's hot. That's what happened. Alex yesterday was like, you know, and I did everybody knows my Get Your Shit Together podcast, right? I did 30 of those, and I did number 24, Be a Leader Like Derek Jeter. So no doubt many lessons to be learned from that gentleman. But let's move on. We like to go around the globe here with some stories. Some of them are strange but true. Some of them are you know, pretty cool stories. First one, you know, Joe, this is your story. You sent me this link last night. Facebook, I'm calling this the Facebook farce. All right, what happened? Mm-hmm. You guys hear about this? It's a satirical article circulating online claiming that Facebook will start charging its members on November 1st, you know, that they're going to charge. It's gone viral, okay? Now, we're talking bogus story posted on what's called the National Report, known publicly for fake stories with sensational headlines, and saying that Facebook is going to charge $2.99 a month for its users. Well, you're a big Facebook user.
I am.
You love it.
I love it, yes.
You got a lot of international friends, right?
Yes. Yeah. It keeps me connected, and I would pay the $2.99 if that was the case. Just
you
because,
would.
Yeah.
Better I not think. Saying that. Maybe they try.
I know. No. I'll take it back.
No, you would. It's funny.
I would.
Yeah. No, I went in the gym this morning when I went in. It's the first thing this guy says, the guy at the front desk, my buddy there, he's like, oh, did you hear about Facebook? I mean, I think he thought it was true. He's like, oh, I heard it was going to be $1.99, $2.99 a month. And he said the same thing. He said, I don't care. It's not a lot of money. But
well, it adds up, but
for Facebook, it adds up big time.
Right. But I'll pay it just because of my connections. And I want to stay connected to those people. And it's cheaper than making a phone call.
Yeah, it's a great resource for
yeah.
you,
mm-hmm.
without a doubt. Well, listen to this quote. Now, this is a bullshit quote. It's not true, from CEO Mark Zuckerberg. He didn't say this, folks, but this is what was posted. He said, we thought long and hard about the decision, but at the end of the day, we had no choice but to add this monthly fee. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then he goes on to say, well, he's got a couple things. He said, if we don't do something about our rising costs now, Facebook could face an irrecoverable financial burden to become obsolete. Nah,
no.
It's all bullshit, fake stories. What's going on with all this stuff? You know, what do you think, Joe? There's fake stories, celebrity deaths, hoaxes, nude pictures. It's like, yeah, every time you turn.
It's all about getting the names out there. I think fake publicity is publicity.
Yeah, right.
And whatever it is, any publicity is good.
Well, I just think it's just a waste of time, you know.
People talk about it. If they're talking about it, regardless of what it is.
Yeah, a bunch of chuckleheads, I think. You guys got nothing else to do. You know, apply yourself to something productive. Like get in the gym, work out, stand up straight, all of the good things we talk about. Well, let's talk about another story here. I'm calling this Stranded. Now, I'm familiar with this because I went to school in Chicago, went to grad school at Northwestern over at the Kellogg School. So this takes place in Chicago where air travel for thousands of people across the country, well, were thrown into disarray this morning after a fire closed a major air traffic control center that directs traffic across the Midwest. Yeah, now there's mystery surrounding this interruption, but here's what's interesting. There's a man, two people were injured. Okay, one guy was found with self-inflicted wounds, which he slit his wrists. I'm not sure what that's about. 50-year-old man was treated for at the scene for smoke inhalation. The good news is the fire is not believed to be an act of terrorism. The bad news is if anybody's flown in and out of O'Hare International or Midway, which I have many, many times, wow, when those airports close down, forget about it. I mean, they said that there's a potential. Well, there's 360 departures from O'Hare and 79 from Midway that were canceled. But what we're talking about, this was 6 o'clock in the morning, Chicago time. We're talking about the potential to affect thousands. We're talking thousands of flights nationwide.
Wow.
Did you ever been stranded in an airport?
No, thankfully.
You've never been stranded?
No.
Wow.
No. Well, have you?
Yes, I have. Not good. Not good. I was stranded one time. Where was I? Oh, that was Tech. It was, I'm thinking, was it Texas? I'm not sure where the heck. Maybe it was Dallas. Yeah, I think it was Dallas. I got stranded in Dallas, and I had to sleep in the airport. You know, that's a very uncomfortable because, first of all, you have your things with you, right? So it's like, you can't really sleep. It's uncomfortable. You're sitting in those chairs. I don't know. It's not great. Nowadays, they have, like, yoga studios. They're not studios. They have yoga rooms. Yeah, I read about
at the airport.
Yeah. Some of these airports now have rooms where you can work on your mind, body, spirit. Yeah, no.
I've heard about chapels, but not yoga rooms.
No, there's definitely yoga rooms. I mean, there's definitely in certain airports. I'm not sure.
That's
we should probably research that. Yeah, check
That's
it out. Great. I mean, you want to relax or whatever. But then if you're the frequent flyer, I guess, you get to go to those clubs. At the time I got stranded, I was not in any of those clubs. But no, it's not a good thing. It's not a good thing to be sleeping on the floor in the airport. No. So hopefully for you folks out there stranded, you know, hope it gets all cleared up and you get to where you're going. Let's move on to another story. I'm calling this one. Yeah, I didn't tell you about this one. This is called Kinky in Kansas.
All right. Come on, bring it.
We're not in Kansas anymore. Well, this is the state of Kansas. Check it out. Is helping to organize an enormous, no pun intended there, folks, sex toy auction. Check it out. To claw back cash from erotic. Check it out. This erotic store chain that didn't pay its taxes. All right. So the state had to approve this. They approved a massive sex toy auction to recoup over $160,000 of unpaid taxes from this failed chain of sex shops. Yeah, we're talking vibrators, handcuffs, sexy lingerie paddles, whips, ropes, restraints, porn DVD. All this is going to be sold on Monday. Yeah.
You want to go to Kansas?
Well, you don't have to go to Kansas. If you want to inspect the inventory, they said. But it's going to be done on this website, auction site called equip-bid.com.
Hold on, let me write that
down. Yeah, write that down. I'm not even going to ask what you're going to be looking for. I mean, she's a pretty hot gal, guys, so I'm not sure what she's into. Are you kinky?
I'll plead the fifth.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, is your mother listening? Like yesterday, Alex said her mom's listening. I'm like, well.
No comment.
All right, we're not going to start picking you apart. But this sex chain, it operates under the name Bang, go figure, had more than 1,250 items to be sold after the authorities raided the business in July, seizing all the inventory. So can you imagine that? These guys raiding, checking out all these dildos and all this shit. I wonder if they had if one fell off the truck.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, when I was growing up with Italians, you know what that means when it falls off the truck. Well, who knows if some of these big boys fell off the truck from Bang. But, now here's another thing that's kind of interesting. The opposition politicians in Kansas have accused, now this to me is a total bunch of crap, have accused the Republican administration of dragging the state, quote, into the porn business, unquote, to balance its books. Hey, who cares? I mean, they're getting back money.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And this place had five outlets in Kansas and Missouri. I mean, why can't the state get back their money? It's a lot of money. What the hell are they going to do with all that? Burn it? Get rid of it? There's a lot of people that could use the dildo out there. I mean, come on. Whips and stuff like that. There was some, I looked at some of the merchandise. Not that I'm going to be bidding. But no, I mean, there's all sorts of things. So why the hell should they just toss them away, burn them, whatever? That makes no sense.
Yeah. Some people need some company. They might use it, you know.
Sitting up, did you hear about the guy yesterday to get your shit together? The guy who was masturbating on the plane.
Yes,
he needs
yes.
some company.
Oh my, yeah.
Holy shit! That guy should get some of those porn DVDs and whack off at home.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, hey, that's why do you think the porn? I think the porn business nothing is booming. Wrong. You got all these, you know, it's much easier. Well, let's move on to something more more exciting. Calling this the Clooney Clan. You know, George Clooney, one of my favorite actors.
Another Hattie.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. You know, he's getting married.
Well, yeah. Well, it's time.
It's time. And he's getting married, you know, this weekend. He's getting married Monday, actually. He's doing the wedding ceremony, but it starts tonight. So check it out. We're going over to Venice, Italy. Mm. Ooh, beautiful city, right? Where they're shutting down the streets, I read, this weekend for Clooney's wedding to lawyer Amal Alamuddin. All right? I mean, she's beautiful. Well,
yes,
well,
she is. Course. And she's a lawyer, right?
Yeah, she's got the whole package there. Brains, looks, everything. Mm-hmm. And she's with Clooney, so now, I mean, between the two of them, they're worth like $1 trillion. Now, he's the man, so it's certainly going to be the wedding of the year. And it reportedly, yeah, this is kind of cool. He's getting married by Clooney's close friend, former mayor of Rome, Walter Veltroni. I think that's pretty cool. He shares Clooney's passion for cinema and human rights issues. Yeah, I'm really digging that. Now, check out the list. I mean, there's probably going to be a huge list, but talk about star-studded list. You got Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie.
Of course.
Awesome. Cate Blanchett. Friends. Yep. Julia Roberts, Matt Damon, Sandra Bullock. Oh, I love her. I love her.
I do,
loved her
too.
In Gravity, too. Ellen Barkin. Ooh, she's enough. Bono, Cindy Crawford, and Crawford's husband, Randy Gerber. He's the best man. No, it's going to be a lot of fun. Lana Del Rey is going to be performing at the dinner. Bocelli is going to be the ceremony. It's going to be pretty hot. And Clooney's wearing Giorgio Armani, one of my favorite designers. Yeah, no doubt. And the bride, she's going to be wearing Alexander McQueen. Yeah, that's the Duchess of Cambridge wore Alexander McQueen. So, yeah, it's kind of I'm really digging this. Okay, because the couple gave I like this. Clooney's already gave exclusive media coverage for the wedding to American Vogue in exchange for a charity donation.
That's great.
Yeah, it's not like he's not looking to make any money there.
He doesn't need to.
No way. But no, I think that's pretty cool. And you know, Venice, it's small, really. It's got countless back alleyways, secret entrances, hidden corners. So they're saying it's going to be notoriously difficult for the paparazzi to navigate, you know, and snap their pictures from wherever they can to get that potential shot. But I think it's going to be wild over there in Venice. So anybody in Venice this weekend, you know, buckle down, take a look.
It must be crazy.
Oh, I think it's going to be crazy. Yeah. And then he's getting married. I think the ceremony takes place on Monday morning. So there you go. Congrats, George and the bride-to-be. So, yeah, it's awesome. I think that's good news for him.
Yeah.
He's about my age. I think he's maybe...
We should look that up. How old are you, honey?
How old am I?
Yeah.
I'm 51.
What?
Yeah, I'm not afraid to say that.
You're looking 51. No. You look like you're 30.
There you go, folks. You heard it right here. 20 years younger. You know, I did that too. I did a...
Yoga.
Well, it's a combination of factors. It's not just yoga. Yoga, I've been, 8 years now, but I've been working out. I've been lifting weights every day for... since I was 16, and talking 35 years. I work out. I truly believe in got to add iron to your diet. Got to add those iron weights. And for anybody, women too. Yeah, machines. You know, machines are iron. But no, I did I have a Stay Zen web series. That was the last web series I did earlier this year. You can check that out on YouTube, Boulevard Zen. That's the channel. You can spell it out. If you don't know it, go to the dictionary. Everybody should be able to spell Boulevard. I did seven. I did this episode 7, lucky 7, was 20 ways to be 20 years younger. Yeah.
I have to go there. I don't think I need it right now, but I have to start now.
You look like you're 20-something, so if you'd be looking like you're 3 or 4. Forget about it. I don't know. I didn't ask you how old you are.
I'm 34.
You're 34?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I'm proud to be 34.
You got the good genes.
Thanks, yeah. Mom. Thanks, Dad.
Venezuela. You were born in Venezuela, right?
I was born in Venezuela, yes.
And Colombian parents.
Colombian parents.
So you're Colombian.
I am.
Ah.
July 20th, 1980.
You were born in 1980. Oh, my God. 1980.
What were you doing in 1980?
I entered into my senior year at high school in 1980. Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Holy cow.
But I'm 34. I feel good. It's great. I love being 34.
Oh, yeah. That's a great age. Yeah, 20s. I think once women get out of here, we're going to talk a little bit dating, lady. You know, we're going to open up the phone lines today, folks. I didn't mention that. Yeah, we're going to open it up. I'm going to put the number out now, but now let me wait until we start doing that. We're going to talk dating a little bit because, I want to talk that. Have the ladies call in, ask any question, maybe some war story. You think we should do that?
Some stories,
yeah. Crazy dating stories. Yeah, and ladies, men, but yeah, see what the ladies have to say. What's going on over there? I hear some something in the background. That's the studio next to us.
Oh.
No?
Yeah, somebody's singing.
Yeah, somebody's
playing the guitar.
Well, it's Acoustic Friday for us. We don't have any live guests in here today, but we're gonna play some music for you. But let's get into the Get Your Shit Together Award, because every day, as you know, we do a Get Your Shit Together Award. Goes out to anybody, really. People, persons, companies really need to get their shit together. This is a sad story, and I'm telling you, for anyone out there, especially these kids in their teens and 20s, don't ruin your life, okay? Don't be a jackass and ruin your life like these two thugs did. Now, I read this in the New York Post. Shoots back to Brooklyn, getting back to my New York roots. A woman, she was raped by two different men in the space of an hour. All right. Now, this is after she had approached the second attacker for help, and he raped her. I mean, is that wild? Yeah, 31-year-old victim. She was walking home. Well, this is a little shady to begin with. She's walking home from a bar in Brooklyn at 5 a.m. So how banged up is she? First of all, I didn't even know the bar's open at 5 a.m.
Well, not necessarily. I used to walk from the club at 5 o'clock in Miami all the time.
Hmm.
Nothing happened to me.
Well,
I didn't want anything to happen to me.
I mean, it's still dark, I think, at 5 a.m. I know. I'm up at 5 a.m. But she was attacked by this guy, Nicholas Isaac, 17-year-old kid who threatened her with a gun. Yeah, before assaulting her. Then she walked 500 feet and approached Daquan Jackson, 21-year-old, in a desperate bid for help. And this jackass, he says, "I am going to do the same thing to you."
Oh, gosh.
And then he rapes her. Same thing. He says he has a gun, and she begged him to stop. And you know, it's an interesting thing here is that the cops, they have a CCTV surveillance video, right? So, they got these bad guys. They ruined their lives. And the attorney, this is what I find to kind of, this is a crock of shit, too. The attorney for one of the guys says, it's a case of mistaken identity. And the victim's account is, he says, delusional fantasy. Now, they got the footage. So these guys are booked for robbery, criminal sex act, unlawful imprisonment, assault, and criminal possession. First of all, you can't be carrying a gun in New York or really anywhere where it's not legal. New York, no, you go to jail. So these kids, you ruin your life. Don't do something stupid. I don't get that.
It's not worth it.
Yeah, what the hell? You're assaulting someone on the street. We're talking rape. I mean, that's a sad story, but I got to go with that. I got to get your shit together award to these two bozos who are going to end up in jail, probably end up dead, or they're going to get the crap beat out of them for sure. Yeah.
I don't want to say it, but I hope so.
Yeah, we kind of hope so. I mean, I hate to do that, but hey, an eye for an eye? What do you think about that?
Well, they're young, but still, it's common sense. You know, you don't do that. And sad. It's very sad.
It's very sad. Yeah, that's ridiculous. So, we're going to move to something happier, Miami.
Yay.
Oh. You lived in Miami for... No, I got some notes here. She doesn't know. I always like to know, who we're working with here. Yeah, Joanna's on the team here, Tola Talks. And I'm like, yeah, Joe, send me a few quick things about you so I kind of know what's cooking. You lived in Miami for 23 years.
Something like that, yes.
Something like that.
Well, yeah.
Party town.
I got here when I was 9 years old to the United States, yes.
Okay.
From Venezuela.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
What was it like in Venezuela when you were a child?
I don't remember much, to tell you the truth.
Yeah,
I don't. I know it's a very beautiful country, but I don't. I don't remember much. Really?
But then Miami was like your real home.
You know what? It's never been my home. I don't consider it my home. I just lived there. I never really did like it so much. I did have a lot of fun.
Who doesn't have fun in Miami? That's the thing about Miami. That's like the middle name here. Well, maybe because you backpacked around the world for 7 months. Tell me about that. I mean, you don't call that your home, but what do you call your home? Venezuela?
I call L.A. my home.
Well, okay, you're right. Yeah,
I just love it too much.
L.A., but how long have you been here?
16 months.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, I love it.
You love it. You spend a little time in Atlanta too, right?
I did. I love Atlanta.
Hot Atlanta.
Oh, hot Atlanta. The summers are way too hot. Hotter than Miami, actually. But you got the spring, the summer, the fall, the winter, all the seasons. It's pretty amazing. The people are awesome. The food is great.
I heard that. Yeah. Never been to Atlanta. That's a city where I definitely want to check out.
You gotta go. You gotta go.
So tell me about this, though. That's how you got to California, right? You were making some silly videos for Ellen DeGeneres? What the hell? What's all that about?
I was backpacking. I decided to live my dream of backpacking around the world. A lot of people think that they can do it. I didn't think I could do it until a friend of mine started doing it. And I said, how are you doing it? So she told me, and I said, I'm going to do it. And that was my resolution for 2012, just in case, to travel as much as I could in case the world ended in December 2012. That was my excuse.
Wait a minute. Why was there something I'm missing here in 2012? What was world end?
The Incas or the... The calendar was...
The calendar. I see.
So that was my excuse, but not really. I just wanted to travel.
And you were in Atlanta, then you went?
No, actually, I was back in Miami and worked hard for 9 months, saved some money, and left in September 2012. Started in Germany, went to Austria, visited some family in Andorra, Barcelona, Greece, Athens. I was supposed to run my first marathon, the original marathon, but I was injured, so I couldn't do it. I did the 10K, though. I went to Istanbul, Kingdom of Bahrain, best 20-hour layover I've ever had.
Yeah.
Thailand, Malaysia. Australia.
All by yourself.
All by myself. Okay. With a backpack.
With a backpack.
Yes.
On the trains and everything. You did trains?
Yes, I did. I take a couple of trains. A
couple
of
trains? Yes. How'd you get from Germany? You're bouncing around. How'd you bounce around?
I went and bought my tickets, whenever I wanted to go.
And just go.
And just go.
He didn't hitchhike, get in car, born identity over there when he goes.
Not exactly.
Nobody offered
hitchhike.
You $10,000 to go. No,
I was pretty lucky not to get caught up in anything dangerous, but it was a great experience. And in Australia, I started making these silly videos for Ellen DeGeneres because she was coming to Australia.
Hmm.
Yeah, so I met a company, a New Zealand-based company in Australia that kind of sponsored my trip with other companies that I worked with, and asked them for a job, wanting to stay in Australia or New Zealand, and they sent me to California.
No kidding. Yeah. That's how you got to L.A.
That's how I got to L.A.
Holy cow.
And it was one of the best things that happened to me because I love it here.
Oh, L.A. is awesome.
I love it.
Yeah, no, I see you fit right in.
Yeah.
Speaking of L.A., I mean, what are the guys like in L.A.? I mean, this is a pretty hot gal with, I'm going to use the words, you're kind of well endowed over there. in a good way, guys. Yeah. So I think we got to take a picture and show the gentleman how you have that low scooping shirt you got on there. I like it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, hey, you got to, like I say, you got to stand up tall. Hey, ladies,
I'm proud
guys,
of them.
Got to be proud of them.
I am.
Of those girls.
Yeah.
Hey, guys are going to be looking either way.
Yeah, most of the guys don't talk to me, directly to my eyes.
I got it. They start down there and you got to go, whoa, buddy, up here. I'm sure you get that all the time.
That's fine.
Yeah, so they're, what, they're, right? They don't care.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah, what the hell? So what's it like, though, dating? You've been here 16 months.
I really haven't dated.
What?
I've been busy working, hustling, trying to make it. I have a lot of friends. I don't have time.
Yeah, all the Hollywood
types. Well, know what? I just probably haven't found the right connection.
Yeah.
I think it's all about connection.
It's not come about and all these guys, I'm sure you get hit on, though. Come on.
Walking down the street. And coming over here.
Exactly.
You get a lot of whistles.
Yeah, like, she's hot. She's got the whole exotic thing going on. Yeah.
The curves.
And you're curvy. Yeah, she's very curvy. Wow.
Thank you.
Yeah, these guys are just chomping at the bit, huh?
Thank you.
That doesn't bother you. You know, I had a friend of mine. Let me give you, though. A friend of mine, that bothers her. She like tells me she doesn't like to walk in L.A. because she gets whistled. I'm like, what's wrong with that?
You know what? I've always been, I'm very curvy, but I've always been thick. And when guys do that, it just makes me feel better about myself. It's great.
I would think.
Yeah.
Come on, they're hitting on you. I mean, it's like it's harmless. I mean, you don't have guys like running up to you, you know, or they do.
I don't remember the last time.
Yeah.
No.
But you get a lot of cat calls, I'm sure you do. Mm. Speaking of which, what do you think? Before we get into a song, do we open up the lines right now?
Why don't we do that?
Let's see if anybody, who knows, maybe you're shy, but if you're a lady out there, let's start with the ladies first, always. Is there anything you want to ask me? Anything you want, you can ask me about guy stuff. Here's the number. Joanne, you going to tweet that out?
I just did.
She just tweeted out. It's 818-602-4929. All right. Now, we've never done this before. You know, it's a one-month anniversary today here at LA Talk Radio. So the phone number is 818-602-4929. Let's see if there's any ladies out there that have any stories to tell or have any questions to ask. Well, then we'll keep talking, see what happens. You know, sometimes they're shy to get going. But so you haven't dated in L.A., but what's it like in Miami?
Miami, it's worse.
It's worse. Guys are bad news?
I don't know. I'm the wrong person to ask.
What are you talking about?
It's just because I've always been in long-term relationships. And then a lot of Miami is more materialistic for me. Mm. I've had a bad experience. Everybody's like about what you wear and how you look and what you drive. I'm sorry, Miami, but that's the way I feel about you.
Miami.
Yeah. And there's good and bad everywhere. That's everywhere. But I don't know. Miami has this thing of when you see TV, there's always like girls in bikinis and all, which is great. But I think that people just exercise. This is my opinion. Just to look good, not for themselves, but for everybody else.
Right.
You know, if you're going to do something, and one of the things I love about LA is that people are eco-friendly. They do things for the community, for themselves. They want to be healthy.
They're health conscious.
There you go.
Miami, they're party conscious. That's my experience.
Yeah. It's all about how you look and what you own, and I don't know.
Yeah.
That's my opinion, my experience.
A lot of plastic, so to speak.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not down to the core.
Yeah.
So you have not met any, say you have some long-term relationships, but anything being close to marriage?
I was kind of like married.
Kind of like married.
We lived together for 5 years. He had a kid.
I would say that's kind of like married. Okay, really? Yeah. So you were like a mom.
I was, yeah.
No kidding.
I was actually 20. He was 34.
Oof.
So I was young. I was really young.
Wait a minute.
I think I was a little bit more mature back then.
Well, wait a minute. Let me ask you a question. I mean, don't get offended here.
Okay,
is
go
that
ahead.
Like you were living with this guy because he had a few shekels, he had some money, or what was the deal?
You know what? He was actually well off. But I'm glad you asked that question. Because he had, let's put it this way, he had 75% of the closet. And I had only 25. I've never been the kind.
Was he in the closet? No, he came out of the closet. No,
he's a great guy.
He consumed the closet, you're saying. And where you lived together.
Yes.
Was it his place?
Yes.
It was his place. Okay, he paid the rent.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's common, right,
yeah,
ladies?
Well, and in Miami especially, guys like to take care of the
home. Of course.
Usually it's not.
They kind of buy it.
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to do? That's in New York, too, or in L.A., too. That's everywhere.
Yeah, well, I just have never been very materialistic.
You're a minimalist.
Yes, I am.
Self-proclaimed minimalist over
I
here,
am.
Guy. So you don't
I
have
am.
A lot of baggage.
I don't.
What about men? You keep men around? You got some baggage with guys out there? So, by the way, guys, if you want to call in, I don't know. The ladies seem to be shy today. So if the guys want to be, you know, giving us a shout, 818-602-4929. Who knows? Maybe they're just, you know, out there. Well, it's a beautiful day today.
It is.
Who knows?
It's Friday.
It's Friday. You know, there's something about Friday. By the way, it's like my quick Miami story is every time I go to Miami, it was get off the plane. I was coming from the East Coast, get there 5 o'clock, and it's like full swing. Like, what's Friday at 5 o'clock in Miami? It's like it starts, right?
Happy hour.
Next 48 hours is like a blur.
Monty's. Yeah. I used to go to Monty's for happy hour after work.
Monty's. Never been to Monty's.
Yeah, they have a couple. They have one in South Beach and one in Coral Gables. And it's great. It's great. The drinks are fabulous. I always used to start with a Bloody Mary, very spicy one. Hmm. And then it was party the whole weekend. Yeah, you said it. 48 hours.
48 hours. That's my experience. And then you're in a stupor at the end of that 48 hours. And I got to get on a plane on Sunday and head back to wherever the heck I don't. I was thinking I was in New York or Philly when I was going down there. But Miami's definitely a fun place. Yeah, I got what you're saying. You go to the gym. It's funny. When you go to the gym, I remember going in Miami, there's not a lot of clothes that they're wearing in the gyms even. Yeah, and at least here, you got people wear clothes in L.A. In Miami, there's like bathing suits. They go to the gym.
What gym do you go to?
Maybe I was going to the wrong gym. Was I wrong? I'm going to the wrong place? I don't remember. It's been a while. I haven't been to Miami in probably 10 years. Mm. Maybe, longer, 12 years.
Yeah, last time I was there was New Year's Eve. Got to see my family and friends
for a couple weeks. You did go back. Your family's still there?
Yes, my mom, my two brothers and a sister, even though I have more siblings in Venezuela. And I got to see my friends. That's the only good thing about Miami for me, my family and friends.
Family and friends. Mm-hmm. You go to Venezuela at all or no?
I haven't been back there for like 8 or 9 years. Mm. The same, Colombia. And Venezuela is just not in a good state right now, politically.
So you're better off just hanging out here.
Yeah.
Huh. So back to the guy with the apartment with 75% of the closet. 5 years.
Five years.
Let me ask you this, because this is a sensitive issue with a child, right? I mean, 5 years that you kind of raised the child.
Yes, I did. He had his mom, but that wasn't a really good relationship at that time.
Okay.
The kid was great. I loved him. I love him still.
Of course.
And he loved me too. He's 19 years old now.
No kidding.
Huge, yes.
No kidding.
And the funny thing is during that relationship, I didn't have a relationship with the mom. It was a lot of fights. Mm. Not started by me. Sorry, Crystal. And now we're friends through Facebook.
We've
seen each other. And before I actually left the country on my backpacking trip, we met for breakfast with Jonathan, the kid.
Good boy.
Who's now 19 years old. And he was pretty great. So now we do have a relationship. And everything happens for a reason, yeah?
Of course. Yeah,
we grow up.
Like, was it really difficult probably to break away?
Yes. From both of them. From the guy, my ex, and from the kid.
Mm.
Yeah.
I would think so.
It was a good relationship. I was young, though.
Well, you kind of wish you could throw out the guy and keep the kid, but... Yeah. No, I mean,
he was a great guy. It was just that I was young. I was like 25 at the time that I broke up with him. And it was like, I've never really dated before.
Was he cheating on you?
No, not at all.
Really?
Not that I know of. I don't think so.
Yeah, you never know.
No, I honestly don't think so. He was really
good guy. So why'd you dump him?
Because I was young and I wanted to, and I started looking at other guys, and things like that. And before I did something stupid, I did the right thing of breaking up with him. He really broke my heart as well, but I did break his heart.
It's time to move on, but you didn't cheat on him before.
No, I did not.
Nice.
And you know what? It was the best thing to happen. Now he's married with another kid, super happy.
There's no doubt. That's
your
path.
Everything happens for a reason. And I'm glad. If I would have stayed with him, I would have never traveled the world. I wouldn't be here.
You wouldn't be sitting right here.
Exactly.
No, it all.
You know, I actually got a Facebook message from his current wife about a year or 2 years ago, and she just said thank you
for changing the guy.
For changing him, maybe for leaving him.
Because you opened the door for her.
Exactly. Well, that's how I took it, and I thought it was a great thing, and I'm glad. Nice. You know, I'm so happy for him.
That's good. Yeah. Hey, happy ending.
Yeah.
You said you liked happy endings the other day. On Wednesday, she liked happy endings. So, you know, we're gonna keep our mics open here. I want to play a little bit of, well, for anyone who checked me out, I guess you could say I'm multi-talented. Yeah, I do a lot of things, right? Everything from, well, the Wall Street background to the, you know, the acting background, the writing background, to now the radio. So here's another one of my skills. I wouldn't say I'm tremendous at this, but I do play harmonica.
Ah, I'm excited.
You've never heard this.
No.
We're gonna just, matter of fact, let me get started. I want to, again, this is Eric Masick in the background here, folks. But this song was in the soundtrack of my film called Boulevard Zen. It's called Bobby's Song. Let's see how I do on the harmonica. We're not going to play the whole song. It's like a 4-minute song. But, you know, if you've ever listened to harmonica only, you know, we'll play a minute or two. Let's see what happens here, Joe.
All right.
That's me.
Ah.
Wait.
Some skills.
I'll tell you. There's a story behind it, I'll tell you.
There's always a story with you.
Always. I had so much fun doing this. Check this out.
That's cool.
Not too bad, huh?
I've always wanted to learn how to play. Maybe you could teach me.
Pick one up and play. How about that?
Yeah, bravo.
Well, let me give you a little quick story. I got to say thanks to Eric. He's awesome. So check this out, right? We go into, when I finished the film, this is in 2009, so that was 5 years ago. Well, first of all, I've been tinkering around with harmonica forever. I don't know. I had the same little tiny little thing, and I would play when I get stressed out or, you know, by myself and wherever, on the rooftops in New York. And so when I was making this film, well, you didn't hear the story before, but Life's Boulevard, the next song, we're going to play that. Well, do we have time? Yeah, I think we're going to play Life's Boulevard. So we played Life's Boulevard's a theme song, kind of wrote the lyrics to it, and then called Eric. Anyway, long story short, we go into the studio a full day, and we were going to bang out 4 or 5 songs. And I told Eric when we got there, I said, hey, you know, I play harmonica. And he's like, nah, because he plays harmonica. And he's like, no, you know, I do my thing. I'm like, cool, but I'm going to go, you know, I'm paying for this whole thing. I'm going into the studio. And I'll never forget, give a shout out to Chris Wanzer. He was our engineer. And we're talking, we've been there for 8 hours. We didn't eat, you know, drinking water. And we didn't, nothing. And I've been sitting there for 8 hours. And then Eric raps, and Chris is like, hey, Rich, you're up. you know, I'm sitting there that whole time, and I grabbed the harmonica, and I go in, and he's like, you know, and I was new. He puts on the one earphone. He goes, hey, here's what you do. You got to right into the microphone. Try not to move around too much. You got the one piece, and just play. I'll pipe in some music and just go. Boom. And that's what came out. 4 minutes of that. It was like a one. It was awesome. And then awesome. We were done, you know. I'll never forget Chris. He said to me, he goes, hey, Rich, I don't know if I could say this, Chris, but Christina Aguilera, he did some engineering for her, and Steven Seagal has a band.
Really?
Yeah, and he said to me, he goes, most people say they could play harmonica. He goes, but they can't. He goes, you? He goes, if somebody needs a harmonica player, I'm calling you. I was like, yeah. It was like a huge success.
That's great.
That was pretty cool, but... Just as a tribute to our buddy Eric, listen to this song. This is a real catchy theme song, and we're gonna let you folks listen to this. It's a 3-minute song. It's called Life's Boulevard, theme song to Boulevard Zen.
Sometimes you have to keep the world at bay, because it's people, they have so much to say. And they may tell you what you don't want to hear, but just be weary if your mind isn't clear. Really listen to your heart and just let it be. Undress your mind so you can finally see. See your dreams come true. Seize the day. Seize your mind and let life take you away. Take you away. Let it take you away. Let it take. Let it take you away. Driving down life's boulevard is no paradise. Open up your heart, let it lead you day and night. Just do not dwell on things that can't be undone. Keep pushing forward till the battle is won. Life is too precious, don't get caught in the scene. Let go of your doubt and your low self-esteem. You have to find yourself before you move on. So push yourself and let life sing you its song. Find your own path in life and achieve your zen. Your intuition will attract your true friends. Find yourself, overcome, be yourself. Be the one, be the one, be the one to find yourself. Driving down life's boulevard is no paradise. Open up your heart, let it lead you day and night. Just do not dwell on things that can't be undone. Keep pushing forward till the battle is won. Oh, oh, oh. That the battle, it may take some time. And you know that the road, it may not lead you right. And in the end, you must find yourself, 'cause you are the only one who knows. Driving down life's boulevard is no paradise. Open up your heart, let it lead you day and night. Just do not dwell on things that can't be undone. Pushing forward till the battle is won. Oh, oh, oh. Till the battle is won. Oh, oh, oh. Till the battle is won.
Yeah. What do you think of that?
What a way to start the weekend with a positive song like that. That's what I'm about. Oh my gosh, those lyrics are awesome.
Yeah,
you wrote that.
I wrote. Eric tweaked it, of course. You know, he put his spin on it. But that was so much fun. I mean, that song. I mean, I think Eric's awesome, no doubt. But we had some fun, Joe. We're having some fun with Joe in the studio here, right? So you'll be back. Yeah, we got you going next week. And what are you doing? I mean, this weekend, no dates.
You never know. I'm very spontaneous, so you never know what happens.
Walk into your car, we don't know what's going to happen. I was watching you walk into the building. I'm like, well, she's hot. Damn. Yeah, so...
Actually, today I might be going down to Long Beach and visiting some friends and going to the Gas Lamp, which they have a live band, 80s live band that I love, and the Knight Rider.
Cool.
And yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah, Long Beach is happening.
Yes, yeah. That's where I first lived, in Long Beach. And unfortunately, I had to move, but all my friends are down there and I get to see them. So they'll be my date for the weekend.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to work all weekend as usual. Go see the movie on Sunday. Oh. So, hey, remember, folks, on Monday, we're going to be reviewing The Equalizer with Denzel. But, hey, everybody, thanks for listening. This is a 1 month been here, LA Talk Radio, right? You know my personal homepage. It's latalkradio.com/tola.php. Want to learn more about Rich Tola over there on the internet? Check my website out, richtola.com. Because everybody knows I'm Rich Tola. Well, let's say goodbye to Joe first.
Bye, guys. Close out.
Yeah, we'll see her next week. So remember, I'm Rich Tola, and dreams do come true. But hey, what do I know?
You're listening to Tola Talks with Rich Tola, right here on LA Talk Radio.